plans for a new convention center in downtown Jacksonville appear to be on pause, at least for the next few years. Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton has more on that. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief. David, you are the Daily Record's convention center correspondent, basically. So we've been talking all year, really, about these plans to build a convention center on the old property that the city is knocking things down on, down on Bay Street. What's going on now?
Yeah, really surprising turn of events last week when the city's Downtown Investment Authority announced that it was going to just press the pause button on a new convention center. All of 2018, we've been talking about these ideas for a brand new hotel, a convention center complex right there where the Duval County Courthouse and Old City Hall Annex buildings are being torn down right now. The problem that they see is it might just not be feasible right now. There was a study done a couple of years ago that suggested that Jacksonville right now in 2018, 2019 just doesn't have the amount of amenities that convention planners want and attendees want when they come downtown.
Well, that's interesting. That study's been out here, but we've been having this conversation anyway. We solicited bids for companies to propose what they would put there. Why were they going forward with it until now?
Well, I think, you know, at least from the administration standpoint, Mayor Lenny Curry's administration, is that it's always good to test the market and to see what's out there, to, you know, go through the motions, go through the exercise, despite this study clearly saying that Jacksonville is just not ready right now. What we saw this summer was some pretty innovative ideas. You know, that property is about 8.5 acres. There were a few Downtown Investment Authority members last week that said it might not be a good idea to squeeze a convention center on that property. 8.5 acres sounds like a lot to homeowners, but really isn't a lot when you're talking about a 250,000 square foot facility, a full service hotel and restaurants and retail. So the biggest detail that I got out of this was we're acknowledging this study finally, although we've kind of ignored it for the last year.
Does this mean there just won't be a new convention center anytime soon in downtown anywhere?
No, I don't think so. I think what this means is it's going to get pushed back 5, maybe 10 years. I talked to the city council president, Aaron Bowman, last week, who told me that if Jacksonville wants to succeed with a convention center, it has to be able to complete things like the shipyards, Lot J. Obviously, last week, we also heard that Shad Khan is going to have another leg up in his development plans because the city received federal funding to remove the Hart Bridge expressways. That's a 2-year project when it gets started at the end of 2019. By the time Lot J is completed, if that starts, that's a 2-year project. So maybe around 2022, 2023, the idea of a convention center might be more palatable for city officials.
That's Jacksonville Daily Record reporter David Cotton. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief.